to start beside yourself on the TMC call. Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Our Father, our King, good morning, Daddy God. We praise you, we honor you, we reverence you, we give you the glory. We say hallelujah to you, for hallelujah is the highest praise. Father, we thank and praise you for getting us up this morning in our right minds. We thank you, Lord, that we have all the activity of our limbs, because it is in you we move and we breathe and we have our very being. We thank and praise you, O God, for allowing us to dial in this morning to the Master's call, to get our day started off with a fresh and rhema word. Father, we thank and praise you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we thank and praise you that they spoke just like the world, the Lord spoke this world, just like God spoke this world into existence. They spoke about the Master's call, and look at where we are today, 4 years later. Oh, Lord, we just ask that you continue to keep them. Continue to have your angels surround about them. Continue to cover them with your precious blood. Continue to bless them with wisdom. And continue, oh, God, to show them favor from the north, south, east, and west. Father, we thank and praise you for the D.H. De Leon family and how you have used them to start this mighty company. Oh, Father, we ask the same blessings upon them and their entire lineage in Jesus' name. Father, we thank and praise you for this, each and every family member who has gathered to join us here this morning to get a fresh word, a word that we know will renew our minds and that will inspire us. Now, Lord, we thank you for the speaker who will bring the word of God that we know we need to hear. Father, all of the speaker, all of you, Father, and none of the speaker, as they bring forth the word. And whatever their hands touch, oh God, let it prosper. And we ask for tsunami favor to overtake them in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, we command the airwaves. We are speaking to the airwaves that they are lined up with the word of God. So this call goes forth with clarity, unhindered, untouched by any outside force. We give you praise, O God. We thank you. We call it done as we go out, Lord, to transform the word, the world by the word of God and our testimony. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. Go out and have a watch your words kind of day as we watch God do what only he can do in our lives. I will now turn you over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you. Love you.
Love you more. God bless you. Thank you, woman of God, for seeing us and greeting us on this Watch Your Words Wednesday. And thank you for opening us up with that anointed prayer. God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Southern California. And I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of our co-founders here on the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we thank God for each of you who dialed in this morning. And as you dialed in this morning, our mission statement for this call is that every single believer in Jesus Christ, that your life will be enriched, enhanced, and empowered as you begin your day here on the Master's Call with the Master. This call started back on October the 25th of 2010, and we are pressing forth to our fifth year, and we thank God for what he's doing. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." And so we lift up God in prayer here on the Master's Call. We start off in prayer. We end this call on prayer. And on Fridays, we take your prayer requests and your praise reports. We also have a website for this call, and you could go to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see all of our bios. You will see prayer directives on our website. You will see basically what this call is about. You will see all of messages have been archived from the inception of this call are all on our website. Also, we are preparing right now for the Artist Empowerment Conference, which will be taking place in Houston, Texas, this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And so on our website, we have a list of prayer directives. And I know that there is power in unity. So we would invite each one of you to go to our website, see what those prayer directives are that we are praying and standing in agreement and believing God for, and ask you to pray along with us. Yes, I said pray along with us, because God is asking for each of us to pray without ceasing. So there are directives, and please follow along with us. We would definitely appreciate it. Not only that, some of you have been listening on this line, and you may be heading towards the Empowerment Conference on this coming up weekend, and we need your assistance. Yes, we need you to serve along with us. We need prayer intercessor. We need praise and worshipers. We need someone to stand in the gap and to be there. So if that is you here on this call this morning, then I invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net, and we will definitely respond to you. Immediately following this call every day, we head over to the morning motivational call, and the morning motivational call, that call-in number is 530-881-1300. And the PIN code is 539598#. Again, 530-881-1300. And the access code, 539598#. And so that's immediately following this call. We head over there. And if you are a part of Artist International, then I invite you to make sure that you are on that morning motivational call, because great things are happening in Artist International. And if you are not an artistpreneur on this line and you want to know more about what Artist is about, then I invite you to ask the person who invited you to this call to share with you how an appointment with Artist can truly change your life. Well, at this time, without further ado, it is time to hear what thus saith the Lord. And so our speaker for this morning is none other than Pastor Chuck Brown, all the way out from Louisiana. I'm telling you, this man is a powerful and mighty warrior of God. He is a man with a prophetic and practical message. He is the pastor of Kingdom Builders Christian Worship Center, Family Worship Center in Metairie, Louisiana. He is the author of Death of the Desperate Woman, and there are two books. One is revised, so that means that there's two. And so we invite you to get that book. He is a musician. He is a singer. He is a preacher. He is a wonderful husband and a father. And he is raising his family in excellence and also raising his congregation up, and they are walking in excellence and kingdom building. So without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to you this morning none other than Pastor Chuck Brown. Pastor Chuck, are you out there this morning?
Good morning, Minister Tiffany. It is Minister Robin.
Okay, well, let me go back. Then here we go. So we always have to be ready and prepared for what we need to do. So our speaker this morning, she is our prayer general here on the Master's Call. She is all the way out there on the East Coast in New Jersey. I'm telling you, this woman of God is mighty, and she is powerful. And I'm sure this morning she is coming with an on-time word straight from the throne room. So without further ado, I bring to you none other than our prayer general here on the Master's Call, Minister Robin Wilson, at this time.
Thank you so much, dear sister. Praise God, praise God. You are truly a blessing to the body of Christ and also to me. And I want to say good morning to each one of you. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you, Dr. PK. I so love you, and I do not take this lightly, and I'm so glad that I have an opportunity to love on the people and also to bring the word forward. And most importantly, I love you, TMC family. So I'm just going to move right along. And what the Lord has put on my heart, and I love to teach the word, and I always start with me. Well, actually, God starts with me. But today it lines up with the tag that Minister Willow also mentioned. And my title today is Confession, Words Produce an Image. Again, confession, words produce an image. And it is so important that us as believers, as men and women of God, we watch what we say. We watch the words that are coming out of our mouth. Because as we speak those words are producing images. And God says that his word will not return void. He says that his word is going to go forward and accomplish what it has been sent to. So what do you want the word of God to accomplish in your life? What are you saying about yourself, about your business, about your family, about your friends, about TMC? What are you saying? Because it is truly, truly producing an image. So do you want a positive or a good image, or do you want a negative or a bad image? So we're going to spend some time. We're going to go back and take the words that we have spoken, and we're going to ask the Lord to forgive us. We're going to rebuke or retract those words, and we want to make sure that we are speaking positive in our lives and in the lives of others, because that's how God sees us. He sees us as being fearfully and wonderfully made. Do you see yourself that way? Do you know that you are the apple of his eye? Do you know that he said you are above, you're not beneath? He said you are the head, you're not the tail. He said that you are prosperous. So these are the things that you want to see. These are the things that you want to speak so that his word is going forward positively in your life. God created us. He created the kingdom, and it was all based on what he spoke. He spoke it, and whatever he spoke, it came into existence. He said, let there be light, and there was light. He said, let's make man in our image. And praise God he did that, and look at us now. But we, again, have to make sure that we are speaking words that are producing positive things in our life. He also said that all things are going to be upheld by his word. And again, in Isaiah 55:10, he says his word is not going to return void unto him. And his word, again, is being upheld by his word. And that is in Hebrews 11:1, verse 3. I always like to give you a scripture because you want to know that you know that God said it, and it's not just Minister Robin. He used the word of God, his word, and he said, in the beginning was the word. And we know the word was life. The word is true. The word changes things. So you want to make sure that you want things changed in your life. And when he spoke it, it occurred. So what do you want to occur in your life? We know that this weekend, starting on Friday, we have a powerful conference that is getting ready to take place. And then we have been saying that we are clean in 2015, and we have been believing and speaking that there will be more than 500 plus attending the conference. Do you believe it? Speak it. It shall come to pass. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, in the word in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, God said that if you believe with your heart and you confess, confess means to agree, if you speak it, you spoke it forward, you would be saved. So again, you have to believe it. You have to speak it. And it shall take place no matter what it is in your life. When the doctor's report comes forward, whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe that Jesus said you are healed because by his stripes you are? Are you going to believe the doctor's report that says, no, there is no cure? Are you going to believe Jesus? Because he himself bore that sickness. It's not yours. Don't claim it. Speak life over your body. Speak life over that situation. You're looking at your checkbook, and you're saying to yourself, oh, my gosh, I'm broke. Really? Did Jesus say that? Did the Lord speak that over you? I don't think so. So change your words. Maybe at this time I do not have it. Watch what you say because it's producing an image. You are a mighty man and woman of God. So believe it and speak it over yourself because God said it. I always tell the people that I minister to, especially my young people, you can take it to the bank. You have authority. He's given you that authority to speak the word of God. So no matter what your family is saying, no matter how your children are acting, God said that great is the peace of your children. He said they're going to be taught of the Lord. So you speak that over them. And those that are not yet, I always use the word yet, not yet serving God, they will come into the full knowledge of who his son is. You speak that over them. That veil of darkness is going to be removed from their eyes in the name of Jesus. And then for those who may not know a lot of scripture yet, as you continue to grow in the things of God, as you continue to spend time in his word, as you continue to let his word become life to you, medicine for your body, the word Jesus, he says that at the name of Jesus, everything has to bow. So if you only know that at this time, then you can say, well, Jesus said that I am healed. Well, the word of God says that I am prosperous. The word of God says that the weak, they are strong. So until you know more of the word, stand on what you do know in his word. Stand on him because he is the word. Glory to God. He is faithful. He is wonderful. He is marvelous. And he said, you are victorious. And the same way you receive your salvation, that's the same way you're going to receive your healing. That's the same way that you're going to be delivered. That's the same way that your zip code can change. That's the same way that your children will come into the full knowledge of who God is. That's the same way we're going to see for those who are going to the conference, and I'll get the report because I will not be there this time, but I'll know that the numbers that we believe for will be there. And I'll know that it was a successful conference because we believed it and we spoke it and it was decreed and it shall come to pass. And we know that God has a purpose for you, just as Dr. Vanessa has been teaching us. Just give it to the Lord. Speak his word. Let it produce a positive image over you, over me, over the circumstances. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Let your tongue be tamed. And that's in James chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. We know that death and life are in the power of the tongue. So what are you speaking over your situation? What are you saying about a situation in your life? What did you say? Make sure it's positive. And we want to make sure that those things that we say, they're good. They're not of evil. Speak that over your brother and sister. Speak it over your coworker. Speak life over your boss. Even though they may have said things that have been negative toward you, you don't have to accept it. You can cancel that. You can say, I don't receive that in the name of Jesus. You do not. God said good things to you, about you. So don't let somebody speak into your life that is not positive. One of my Bible teachers taught me, don't let the enemy, Satan, use your backyard or your mind as a dark room to develop his negatives. Do you really want negative thoughts in your head? No. You want light. You want positive. You want good. You want to be esteemed high. You want to be encouraged. You don't want to be knocked down. So don't accept negative words. Don't accept negative thoughts. Speak light. Look at the images that are being produced. Even if you can't see the image, you know when you're speaking positive, it's good. So guard your heart. Store up good things in your heart. Because out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth is going to speak. So what are you storing up? What have you stored up? It's never too late. This walk that we have with God, it is a lifetime. It's eternal. So we always have a second, third, fourth, fifth chance to get it right. That's how faithful he is. His mercies are new every single morning. So don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Know that you can and you will do it. Why? Because God is your strength. He, Jesus, our King, he is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he is saying, come on, CMC family. I gave you everything. You can do it. I am cheering you on. I am cheering you on. Well, me, I'm cheering you on. Minister Robin knows you can do it. I believe in you. We pray over you. That's what this call is about. With Dr. P.K. Roberts, Miss Dimples, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and our mighty team of men and women, we love you. We pray for you. We believe God with you. We rejoice with you. We only speak positive things over you because we know it's going to produce a great image, God's image. So make sure you're doing the same thing yourself. Make sure you're sharing it with someone else. Make sure you're letting them know that the word is the target. And when you speak it, it's going directly to that circumstance. It's going directly to that situation. And God said you can take it to the bank. God said his word will not return void. God said his word is going forward and it's going to accomplish what he said it's going to do. So make sure you confess great things that produces great images in the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. What a powerful word that was this morning, Minister Robin. Thank you so, so much. I will be calling you back to give us our benediction for this day. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Oh, most glorious and everlasting and holy God, we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for this day that you have made, God, and we will celebrate you and rejoice in this day. We thank you for being our shelter, for being our strength. We thank you for joy, God, that comes from you. And as we go through this day, we go through this day with anticipation and expectation that this day will be great and that something great will happen for us in this day, God. So we bow down humbly before your throne. We ask that you will forgive us of our sins, those things that we thought that we said and did that were against your will, God, and create within us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us that we will walk in this day in the step that you have ordered for our lives. So I thank you for Minister Robin as she has poured out to us this morning what you have poured into her, God. And we thank you for the word that went forth mightily. And as we go through this day, we will be careful of what we say, what comes out of our mouth, because we have heard it. And so we will allow that word to be activated in our lives. So restore virtue unto her, God. Allow every single need in her life to be met right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And for each and every single person under the sound of my voice, I speak healing. I speak deliverance. I speak that every need is met right now in your name, God, because you said that if we would just ask that you would show up, and we know that you will show out in our lives, God. You said that we are already healed, so we claim healing right now. In Jesus' name, God. And so we thank you for your blood, because your blood, your stripes have healed us, God. We thank you because your blood has power. We thank you because your blood still works. And so right now, I lift up the Artist Empowerment Conference to you. I lift up Les Brown to you right now, God, and I pray that you would allow all the things to come together. I lift up the Diaz de Leon family to you and each and every single artistpreneur that is traveling to the conference. I speak 500-plus right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray that everything that is being planned will go forth in the name of Jesus, God. I pray that you will bring everything together so it works for your good, God. I just thank you right now because you are El Shaddai and you are Jehovah Jireh. I thank you that you are doing new and greater things in our lives. I thank you for the miracles and the signs and the wonders that we are seeing in 2015, God. I thank you right now that you are watching those who are traveling right now. I pray right now that even those who are waiting for things to happen, that they don't have to wait any longer, but that you right now will open up doors that they have been awaiting and that they will walk in, and that every single financial need that is needed on this line right now, that it is met in the name of Jesus. Every single spiritual and mental and physical need that has been requested, it is met right now in the name of Jesus. So God, I just thank you because you are all that. I thank you because you are amazing. I thank you because you are holy. I thank you because you are righteous. I thank you that you are our Alpha, you are our Omega, and you are our Creator. So you know our every beginning, and you know our every end. And so on this day, we surrender and we submit ourselves to you, that your will be magnified here on earth as it is in heaven. And these things I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And so I know each one of you will want to go back and hear this call today. Please pass it on to three people, one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Spirit. That call-in number is 712-432-1085, and the access code 957-677-POUND, excuse me. And immediately following this call, we will be heading over to the morning motivational call. That number is 530-881-1300, and the access code 539598-POUND. Please, please, please don't forget, if you are heading to the conference or you still have a desire to go, please go to www.artistempowermentconference.com. Get your tickets, $99 to see, be in the presence of Les Brown, and just to be empowered. That just does not happen in 2015. So please, please, please try to make yourself be in the house in Houston, Texas for March 27th, 28th, and 29th, because Artist International is definitely reloaded and getting ready to do something awesome in this world. Minister Robin, go ahead and come back to the line and give us our benediction for this day. Amen.
Thank you so much, woman of God. And we, just as you said, come in agreement. The church has said amen. Thank you so much, Willa. I love you, and you are truly a blessing. Father, your word will be first place in our life. We want the results to produce good, great, powerful images over us and whoever we speak to, in the name of Jesus. So my team, I say to the people of God, including myself, fill us to overflowing with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and in spiritual understanding, Lord. We want to walk worthy of you, Lord, unto all pleasing. We want to be fruitful in every good work, and we want to increase in the knowledge of our God. For you alone are great, and we will speak great things in the name of Jesus. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.